Cape Talk. Cape Talk. The Movie Review with Gail Edmonds.
Gail Edmonds joining me now on the line from Johannesburg. Firstly, Gail, did you dress up on Friday night for that beautiful premiere that had, amongst others, Lupita at it?
Sure. I didn't go all out, but I did wear a little bit of this and that just to show willing. But wow, it was an incredible premiere. And the costumes were incredible. It was absolutely spectacular. And the film itself, the 18th movie, can you believe it, in the Marvel Universe, is absolutely outstanding and unique. I loved it. Have you seen it?
Of course I have. It is the one movie that I was not going to miss. And I will say this, that I saw it when the media preview screening was taking place, and it was a chock-a-full sort of screening, and there were interesting reactions and interesting moments of the movie that were to be expected from people who are movie buffs. I am yet to see it with an ordinary audience. People are just going to enjoy it for the sheer spectacle of it. It is unbelievably beautiful. It is unbelievably complex and nuanced. And it is such a wonderful way of introducing us to the story of Black Panther.
Absolutely. And you know, I think the thing that's so nice is that there are so many great characters in it. So not only Black Panther himself, T'Challa, but actually the head of his bodyguard, Danai Gurira, actually almost could have stolen this movie from him. She is absolutely an incredible character. And I see she's getting her own movie soon as well. So unsurprisingly, and we'll see her again in Infinity War. But I have to say, one of the things that I love the most was the production design. And just the little bits and pieces. I mean, I don't want to mention any of them because some of them are spoilers. But just the way they've integrated African culture into all sorts of little places in Wakanda. It was just incredibly done. And the costumes were just amazing. And of course, the big thing is it is a politically charged movie because of its representation, which is also great, you know, to see a predominantly black cast, lots of strong women. It's a great film in every way.
In fact, I mean, just on the gender issue, as much as the hero is Black Panther, the movie is driven very much by women. His sister, who, as you just mentioned a few moments ago, is just extraordinary. The general of the army, effectively, or the unique, let's call him the special Danai. Security, if you like.
Dora Milaje, Madari, I can't remember how to say it.
Unbelievable. She's just a fierce and a force that is as dangerous as she is sexy. And I'm being, you know, completely insensitive there, but she really is
amazing.
Just beautiful. And obviously Lupita's character, who is, you know,
Nakia, she's a sort of a vague love interest, but actually she's so much more than that. Nice about this is that there isn't anybody who isn't pushing the plot forward and they're just for show or to help the lead character move forward. They actually all play their part. And Angela Bassett as Ramonda, T'Challa's mother, is also fantastic. She's just brilliant. And of course, all our South African actors. I mean, John Carney truly is regal, of course. And it's just, there's just so much to love. In fact, I was saying to Elliot, now that you actually have to go again, you know?
You must have to go again and see it again
so that you can pick up all the bits you missed the first time while you were just marveling at. And I must say, all, you know, the sort of where Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa is facing off against his adversaries, you know, in the water there with Michael B. Jordan, who's his cousin. When they face off in the water and they sort of, those fight scenes are fantastic, gratuitous, they're just gorgeous, you know, these gorgeous men facing off. And then Andy Serkis is just a dreadful, awful, as the villain Clow, you know.
In the most Afrikaans accent you will ever hear in a superhero movie.
Absolutely. And Hans Dieler from Johannesburg, you know, just a caricature of just a dreadful villain, you know. But and Martin Freeman as the CIA agent who completely doesn't understand Wakanda at all. You know, when he arrives in Wakanda, he's just completely blown away by this civilization where. And what it's vibranium that the Wakandans have, yes, that is sound absorbed. I mean, everything about it is smart. And his sister, I think Shuri, you know, Letitia Wright is the actress, and she's a great character because she's a teenager. She has her say. She doesn't stand in the background. She's sort of, I mean, well, you don't want to say that she's like someone else, but she's almost like a sort of real update and much sort of. Funkier version of Q from the James Bond movies, you know?
Much funkier version, yes. Because number one, there's GOM music that plays every time you go into her laboratory, which is just such a South African thing to enjoy. But also, she's actually able to take on her brother. So her brother is the new king, and yet she still has enough voice and an opinion that she wants to be heard. And she is heard, actually, in very pivotal moments of the movie, which I really enjoyed.
Exactly. That, I think, is the element here, is that this is a movie about being heard across wherever you are, whoever you are. And I think that's why it resonates so much with audiences. And, I mean, you know, if you're a superhero fan, it's a no-brainer. It's absolutely brilliant. You know, it adds the next layer. It's just a great superhero movie, but it's so much more than just a great superhero movie.
It certainly is. It's still sitting on 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is probably one of the higher ones superhero movies are concerned.
And apparently there was a sort of group of trolls trying to knock that rating down, and they have not succeeded, which I think is great.
Which is great.
You know, it has
made $75 million American dollars on Friday in America alone. They have a long weekend. It's President's Day, I think, a long weekend in America. And they're anticipating it will make $215 million over the weekend upwards. That's just in America alone. For a superhero movie that is almost entirely made up of a black cast is actually phenomenal.
Incredible. And apparently Deadpool holds that record currently for this American weekend, and they're expecting that. I think that's sitting at 104. I mean, they're expecting Black Panther to just knock it off the radar. So I think that's very impressive too. It's a great film.
I know. I'm worried about whatever movie we're going to talk about next week, because it's going to be such a
moment. But you know what? There's a lot of good films at the moment. And actually, there's a couple of good films opening this weekend with Black Panther that I'm like All the Money in the World and I, Tonya, both also Oscar movies. You know, they're Oscar movies, but they are going to be completely shouted out by this
Without
one.
A doubt.
But this is definitely the movie to see this week.
Go and watch All the Money in the World for Christopher Plummer's performance. He absolutely makes the movie. And I, Tonya is actually a very strong movie. And I have no doubt that I keep on forgetting her name, but she's been winning all the awards for Best Supporting Actress, that she'll pick up that statue at the Academies, because her performance is just extraordinary.
Alison Janney, yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Absolutely, definitely. But this is Black Panther's weekend worldwide.
It is indeed. Gail Edmonds, thank you very much. Managing editor for the City Press, was lucky enough to be at the South African premiere of Black Panther on Friday and loved every minute of it and loved every moment of the movie. It is a movie that you need to go and see on the big screen. Black Panther, it is the 18th in the Marvel comic universe. And what a wonderful, wonderful movie to enjoy. Do go enjoy.